Hello friends, now we are going to see chapter 11 of the Negotiable Instrument Act. This chapter deals with presentment of instrument. Now what is this presentment? What do you understand by presentment? See, a negotiable instrument is a promissory note or a bill of exchange or a check or a similar instrument where one person is asking another person to make a payment to the beneficiary. So he puts it in writing, and that paper or the instrument, that document, is handed over to the drawee. That drawee will in turn hand it over to the payee at the time of payment. Now the drawee has to make the payment, so he needs to look at the instrument. So there is a necessity for us to show the instrument to him. Likewise, the payee, he should know that he is going to get the money and what are the terms and conditions, if any, or what is the amount likely to be paid, what is the rate of interest mentioned. He would like to know all these details. So he needs the document to have a look at it and then show it to the drawee for demanding payment. Now this showing of the instrument, showing of the document by the maker to the drawee and subsequently to the payee for getting the payment, this is known as presentment. So presentment can be of two, three types. First is presenting the document to the drawee for acceptance. There are certain bills where the drawee has to accept, yes, I agree to pay. So he has to sign on the top of the instrument, accept it, put the date and then sign. There are certain instruments where maybe acceptance is not required. In that case, the document need not be given to the drawee for acceptance. But even then the drawee would like to see it because he wants to know what is the amount that he is supposed to pay and to whom it is to be paid. So he would like to look at the document. So you know, merely showing the document to him is known as presentment, and when you are doing it for the purpose of acceptance, it is presentment for acceptance. Now presentment means, let me repeat, presentment means placing the negotiable instrument before the drawee either for acceptance or for payment. You're showing the instrument to him, you're handing over the instrument, the document, to the drawee first for acceptance, or if it is a demand instrument, then for payment, directly make the payment. Acceptance, the first stage, this acceptance indicates that the drawee agrees to his liability. Acceptance, the very definition, the very meaning of the word says that the drawee is willing to accept the liability. Okay, I am ready to pay. I am ready to make the payment as mentioned in this instrument. Presentation for acceptance is not necessary if the bill is payable on demand. For demand bills, there is no question of acceptance. The payment has to be made immediately, forthwith. As soon as the person comes and asks for payment, the money has to be given. So that is the meaning of on demand. So in demand bills, there is no question of acceptance. So obviously, presentment for acceptance is not necessary if the bill is payable on demand. Where presentment is compulsory and the holder does not do so. Suppose in the instrument itself, it is mentioned somewhere down below, after the narration, the top portion gives a narration that please pay to Mr. B sum of rupees so and so on so-and-so date or whatever, and then down below they say that this document or this instrument should be presented for acceptance or for payment. The presentment is compulsory if that is mentioned, and if the person holding the instrument, the person who has that instrument in his hand, if he is not doing it, if he is not showing the document to the drawee will be discharged. The drawer and the endorser, or if there are many endorsers, all the endorsers, they are discharged from their liability. Let me give you a very, very simple example all of you all know a bank check. You all have accounts with the bank. You have a bank checkbook. You prepare a check and give it to me. You are giving a payment of say 1000 rupees to me. You prepare a check in my favor and give it to me. Now, unless and until I go and hand over this check to the bank is not going to pay the amount to me. Merely telling the bank that they have given me check number so and so, that Mr. So and so has given me a check for rupees 1000 in my favor, give me payment. Will the bank pay? They will say, show the check. So unless I show the check to him, unless I hand over the check to the bank, they are not going to make the payment to me. So it is very necessary that the document, the instrument has to be presented. If it is not presented, I don't present the check to the bank and yet I tell the bank, paise do. Kya bank paise dene wale hain? Bank will not make payment and bank is totally entitled not to make the payment. The drawer, the person who has issued the check to me and the drawee, that is the bank, they are both discharged from the liability. They don't have any responsibility, any liability whatsoever to make the payment to me because I am not showing, I am not presenting the check to the bank. See, as I told you, if it is mentioned in the document itself that the instrument, the document, the bill has to be presented, even in the demand bill, it has got to be presented to the drawee or the payee for acceptance of a payment, whatever. Presentment for acceptance is necessary, definitely necessary in the following cases where the bill is payable after sight. Now, what does the word sight mean? Sight means looking at the bill. So, unless the bill is shown to the person, he cannot fix his liability. So, it may be mentioned in the bill. Pay 30 days after sight. How will you know what is the maturity date if you don't know on which date the bill was seen? If the bill is shown to the drawee on 4th of October, 30 days after sight, so 30 days from 4th of October, it becomes payable on 3rd of November. So you can calculate the maturity date only when the bill is presented for acceptance. So in that case, it is compulsory. You have to show the instrument to the drawee for acceptance so that the maturity date can be fixed. See, where the bill specifically mentions that the bill should be presented for acceptance before being presented for payment. This also may be written on the text of the bill that please present this bill for acceptance before presenting for payment. It is mentioned that present the bill for acceptance before it is presented for payment. It could be a demand bill, it could be a time bill. But if it is mentioned in the bill that it has to be presented, it has got to be presented. If it is not presented, the other party gets discharged from his liability. There is no responsibility cast on the person, either to accept or to pay. See, usually these things are stipulated most of the time when a trader is dealing with a new client. He does not know the other party still so well. So he will put these conditions in the bill. Where they are established clients, over a period of time, you know, for years together, you are dealing with the other party. You are purchasing materials from him, or he is supplying to you over a period of time. For last 8-10 years you have been doing business with him, you would not insist on these conditions. But where you are dealing with a new client for the first time, then you put these conditions. Also, when you are dealing with a client at a different center, you are stationed in Mumbai, that person is in Amritsar and you want to do business with him, you don't know the party there, then you will put these conditions. Please show the bill for acceptance and then only for presentment, for payment. So, unless these conditions are stipulated, business cannot be established in a smooth way. This is all the more in vogue where foreign bills are concerned, when we are dealing with clients in a different country altogether. So, there what is happening is, I purchase something from a person in a foreign country. He is sending the goods from there to me. I am importing. Then I have to make the payment to him. I will have a representative in the foreign country, and that person will show the bill and get the money passed on. So, in any foreign trade, export or import, when the bill is raised, we go for acceptance and we also go for presentation, presentment before acceptance, presentment before payment. And usually it is done through a representative abroad. He will be a commission agent or he will be a representative. He may be an agent of the exporter, he may be agent of the importer. But it is usually routed through a media, a middleman, and then this presentment for site, presentment for acceptance, presentment for payment, all these things come into picture. So, this is an established practice. Over a period of time, the bills have been made in this manner, and that is why the wordings are also included in the text of the bill, that it is necessary to present the bill for acceptance before it is presented for payment. So, is that clear now? You have to understand that presentment of a bill means showing the bill to the other party for acceptance. Please accept your liability, please sign on that. So, he signs, accepted, puts the date, and then the liability gets crystallized of the drawee. Presentment is usually done by the holder. See, when I prepare a bill on Mr. B, asking Mr. B to pay to C, I will send the bill direct to C. And C will hand it over to B and say, "See, look, you have to make the payment to me on 3rd of November. Please accept your liability." So, he shows the bill to B. B will sign on it. So, the presentment is done by the holder. Here, C is holding the instrument. He is the holder. He is also the payee. Or it is also possible that I have prepared a bill on B asking him to pay to C. I send it to B and say, "Please accept your liability," and then give this instrument to C. He will get the payment on the due date. Here, the drawer himself is the holder. I have prepared the instrument. I hand it over to B. So, I am the holder. So, presentment is usually done by the holder. Presentment has to be done to the drawee or his representative agent. Presentment for acceptance will be done to the drawee if the drawee has a representative in a foreign country or in an upcountry place. That representative will sign on behalf of the drawee. So, presentment has to be done to the drawee. For acceptance, we are talking about acceptance, bills for acceptance, we are not talking about payment. The first instance, it is acceptance. So, the presentment has to be done to the drawee or his representative or agent for acceptance. Presentment for acceptance, of course, that is continuing, can be done anytime before the bill becomes due for payment. When does the acceptance come into picture? It comes into picture immediately after the bill is prepared, but the acceptance can be done anytime up to the date of payment. See, after the payment date, maturity date is over, there is no question of acceptance because directly then payment has to be done. So, presentment for acceptance can be done anytime before the bill becomes due for payment. Then presentment is optional. Then it is not compulsory, when it is a choice. When it is optional, presentment can be done anytime before the payment date. Or you need not even present it for acceptance, you directly give it for payment. If a specific time is mentioned in the bill for presentment, it has to be presented before that time. In the bill itself, it is mentioned. Bill is dated 4th of October, it is payable 30 days from that date. So, the due date is 3rd November. That means the bill can be presented, if I write in the bill itself that it has to be presented for acceptance on or before 10th of October, it has to be done before 10th of October. You don't have to wait till 3rd November. That is the due date for payment. But in the bill it's mentioned, it has to be presented before 10th October. It has to be presented before 10th October, before that date which is mentioned on the bill. The bill should be presented during business hours on a business day. You cannot go to the customer at 10 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock in the morning and say, come on, sign this, give your acceptance. This is a trade bill, a bill for payment, a financial deal. So, it has to be done only during the business hours and it has to be done on a working day, not on a holiday, not on a Sunday. And it has to be done at the business place where the business is taking place. Not if there is no business place, it will be the residence. If it is a, there is a business place, there is a factory, there is an office building, administrative office, corporate office, you hand over the bill at the corporate office, the business place, and on a business day during the business hours. You cannot do it on a Sunday, you cannot do it on a public holiday, you cannot go and catch him on the street. वो सिनेमा देखने गया है, वहाँ थिएटर पे दिख गया आपको, और वहाँ पे आप बोलते चलो इस पे साइन कर दो. No, that is not allowed. It has to be given to him at the workplace, at the business place. रस्ते में नहीं, किसी और फ्रेंड के घर पे नहीं, जहाँ काम होता है, जहाँ पे धंधा हो रहा है, वहाँ पे ही आप प्रेजेंट करेंगे, asking him to sign for acceptance. The drawee gets 48 hours time, excluding holidays, for acceptance. आपने बिल दे दिया drawee के हाथ में और कहते हैं साइन करो. See, I have to get the payment on this day. You are supposed to make the payment to me. इसमें लिखा है 5 लाख रुपए देना है Mr. C. And Mr. C, I am coming and giving the bill to you. You are Mr. B. You are the drawee. तो आपको ये 5 लाख रुपए पे करना है मुझे. चलो साइन कर दो कि हाँ मैं मानता हूँ, I accept. अरे आप उसको थोड़ा तो समय देंगे सोचने के लिए, साइन करने के लिए. जस्ट यू गो एंड आस्क हिम एंड से कम ऑन पुट योर सिग्नेचर. ही इज नॉट अ रोबो, ही इज नॉट अ मशीन और अ कंप्यूटर कि आपने बटन दबाया यहाँ पे साइन कर दिया. ही विल टेक टाइम टू डिसाइड वेदर आई शुड एग्री और नॉट एग्री. मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम व्हेन बिजनेस इज एस्टैब्लिश्ड एंड दे नो, जब ए ने बी के ऊपर बिल ड्रॉ किया तभी बी को पता है कि ए हैज ड्रॉन अ बिल ऑन मी, क्योंकि ए उसको फोन पे बता देता है कि आई हैव ड्रॉन अ बिल ऑन यू, यू हैव टू मेक पेमेंट टू सी ऑन सो एंड सो डेट. तो इन दोस केसेस ही विल साइन इमीडिएटली. बट जब उसको पता ही नहीं है तो उसको कंफर्म करने के लिए थोड़ा समय लगेगा, उनको ये बिल जेन्यून है कि नहीं ये पता लगाने के लिए भी समय लगेगा. सो टाइम गिवन टू हिम इज 48 hours, 2 din. And these 2 days is 2 working days. If you go to him on a Friday, he will have Saturday and Monday to decide if Saturday is a working day. If Saturday is also a holiday, it's only 5 day working in that city, then it will be Monday and Tuesday for him to decide. So the drawee will get 48 hours time excluding holidays for acceptance. We don't insist that he should sign immediately. At the same time, we cannot allow him unduly long time. कि हाँ मैं 10 दिन सोचते बैठूंगा, वो भी allowed नहीं है. इसलिए हम उसको सिर्फ 48 hours, 2 full working days. We give him that much time to decide and then give his acceptance. Now what about a promissory note? Promissory note, there are only 2 parties. In the promissory note, I promise to pay Mr. X sum of rupees 2,50,000 on 30th October. I have prepared the bill, I have signed it, and I hand it over to Mr. X. 30 October ko main aapko 2.5 lakh rupees paise dunga. then is it necessary that the promissory note has to be shown to me on 30th October? Is there a question of me accepting my liability? While preparing the promissory note, I have already signed it. I promise to pay. What does this indicate? It indicates that I am agreeing to make the payment. That means I am liable to pay to Mr. X 2,50,000. So it is an acceptance. The promise itself is an acceptance. So there is no need for a promissory note to be presented for acceptance. But a promissory note payable at a certain period after sight has to be presented to the maker for sight. Suppose I write, I prepare the promissory note, I promise to pay Mr. X sum of rupees 2,50,000 10 days after sight. I give this promissory note to Mr. X. Now Mr. X has to show that promissory note to me and tell me, madam, please sign. Sign here and put the date that I. So over and above the signature on the promissory note which I have made, I have to put my signature for sight. So I will again sign. I may prepare the promissory note on 1st of October, but I being shown the instrument again by Mr. X on 6th of October, I'll sign there, seen and sign and put the date, and it is payable 10 days after sight. It will be paid on 16th October. Now you may get a little confused that in the promissory note, why is this sight also required? I have prepared the promissory note. I should know that I am liable to make the payment. Then where is the question of acceptance? Where is the question of presentation for sight? This is required where I prepare a promissory note here in India and I am sending the promissory note to a person who resides in, say, Tokyo or in Singapore or Hong Kong or in California. Now, I have to send this promissory note to the person there. He gets to look at it and then he will ask somebody, my representative probably, or he will even ask me, please confirm. Now, where the trade is taking place between two different countries at a distance, the person at the other end wants to get the confirmation. So, to be double sure that I am really going to make the payment, he will ask for signing after sight. Presentment is to be done by the holder. The one who is holding the promissory note has to hand over the promissory note for signing. So, presentment is to be done by the holder. If the note is not presented, maturity date cannot be fixed because it is written in the promissory note so many days after sight. So, isliye wo dena zaruri hai, wo dikhana zaruri hai. Wo jab aap dikhayenge, to wo dikhane ke baad jab wo sign karega, wahan se the period starts. So, if it is written 2 months after sight, so it is seen, it is made on 1st of October, but it is seen only on 12th October, then 2 months from 12th October, it will become payable on 12th December. So, maturity date fix karne ke liye, you need that presentment. It is not 2 months from the date of the promissory note. Date of the promissory note is 1st October. So, it is 2 months from 1st October means 1st of December. No. Usme kya likha hai? 2 months after sight. Isiliye the promissory note has to be shown to the person for fixing the maturity date. Again here, just as in the case of a bill of exchange, presentment has to be done during the business hours, on a working day, during business time, at the place where the person works, where he functions. Now we come to presentment for payment. What we saw earlier was presentment for acceptance, then presentment of a promissory note. In the case of promissory note, there is no question of acceptance. It is directly payment. Here, it is presentment of the bill for payment. Now, already the bill has been presented for acceptance. The drawee has signed there, accepted, and put the date. Now, the bill is in the hands of the payee. He has to come and demand payment. And when he comes and demands payment on the due date, he has to bring the bill and show it to the drawee. Dekho, mere haath mein ye bill hai, is bill ke mutabik mujhe paise milna chahiye aaj, so please give me payment against this bill. So he has to present the bill for payment. Presentment is to be done by the holder to the drawee or acceptor for payment. Kisse paise mangega? Drawee ya acceptor se. So presentment has to be done to the drawee or the acceptor, and it will be done by the holder, the one who is the payee. If the payee has endorsed it to somebody, that endorsee becomes the holder. That holder will come and demand payment from the drawee. If the bill is not presented, the drawer and all the endorsers would be discharged from their liability to pay. So just like I gave you the example of a check, you have issued a check to me for 1000 rupees. I have to go with the check to the bank and ask for payment. If I don't go with the check, bank will pay? No, they will not pay. So suppose I endorse this check to somebody else. Even that somebody else has to take the check and go to the bank to ask for payment. If the bill is not presented, the drawer, the maker of the check or the bill, and all the endorsers will be discharged. They will not be required to pay. Chhut jate hain. Kyunki isne bill dikhaya nahi. Upon payment, the bill is to be handed over to the payer. Jo paisa deta hai, uske haath mein bill chala jayega. Till the date of payment, the bill is in the hands of the payee or the endorsee, jiske naam pe endorse kiya gaya hai. So the payee or the endorsee will be holding the bill till the due date. ड्यू डेट आ गया तो वो जाके पैसे मांगेंगे, तब जाकर बिल दिखाएंगे और बोलेंगे भैया पैसा दो. जब वो पैसा देता है तो ये बिल उसी को दे देना चाहिए. यू डोंट ब्रिंग द बिल बैक टू, बिकॉज द पेमेंट इज मेड अगेंस्ट इट. जैसे हम बैंक में जाते हैं, चेक देते हैं, वो पैसे देते हैं, हम चेक तो बैंक को ही दे देते हैं. वी डोंट ब्रिंग द चेक बैक विथ अस. सो लाइक वाइज इन हियर ऑल्सो द बिल विल बी हैंडेड टू द पेयर, द ड्रॉई. ड्रॉई इज मेकिंग द पेमेंट और द एक्सेप्टर उसी को बिल दे देंगे, वो उस पर ठप्पा मारेगा कैश पेड एंड देन कीप द बिल इन दिस रिकॉर्ड एंड वी कम बैक विद द मनी. द ओनली एक्सेप्शन इज इन द केस ऑफ इलेक्ट्रॉनिक चेक्स वेयर चेक ट्रंकेशन टेक्स प्लेस. तो आजकल क्या हुआ है इन बैंकिंग ट्रांजैक्शंस, फिजिकल चेक डजंट मूव फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू अनदर फॉर कलेक्शन. व्हेन इट इज गोइंग फ्रॉम वन बैंक टू अनदर फॉर पेमेंट, इट गोज थ्रू रिजर्व बैंक क्लियरिंग हाउस. तो वो इमेज निकालते हैं, इमेज कैप्चर करते हैं, स्कैन करा के चेक का इमेज पेइंग बैंक को भेज देते हैं. दे विल लुक एट द इमेज एंड देन मेक द पेमेंट. सो वहां पे फिजिकल चेक डजंट गो टू देम, ओनली द इमेज ऑफ द चेक रिमेन्स विद देम. फिजिकल चेक रिमेन्स एट दिस सेंटर ओनली, चेक डजंट मूव फ्रॉम दिस प्लेस टू दैट प्लेस. सो इन द केस ऑफ चेक ट्रंकेशन, ओनली द इमेज मूव्स and that image remains with the paying bank. In all other cases where bill of exchange between the traders, between different parties, the bill which has been paid will remain with the drawee or the acceptor. Payee ko paisa mil jata hai. Where a bill is to be paid in installments, there is a bill, the customer has to pay 5 lakhs rupees to you and they say that he will pay 1 lakh 5 months. So you will not hand over the bill to him when the first installment is paid. आप लेके जाएंगे बिल उसके पास और बोलेंगे देखो आज ड्यू डेट है, गिव मी 1 lakh. सो ही विल गिव यू 1 lakh. तो उसमें सिर्फ रिमार्क रहेगा कि 1 lakh रुपया दिया एंड यू विल ब्रिंग द बिल बैक. देन नेक्स्ट मंथ अगेन यू विल गो विद द बिल, ही विल गिव यू 1 lakh. सो सेकेंड इंस्टॉलमेंट इज पेड, यू विल ब्रिंग द बिल बैक. ओनली वेन ऑल द इंस्टॉलमेंट्स आर पेड, यू विल हैंड ओवर द बिल टू द पेयर, द ड्रॉई और द एक्सेप्टर. Till then the bill will remain with the payee, the holder, endorsee, whosoever it is. So when the last installment is paid, the bill will be handed over to the drawee. So I hope this is now very clear. The bill or the check or the promissory note has to be shown to the other party for acceptance, for deciding the due date and for payment. Unless we show the instrument to them, they will not make the payment to us, they will not be able to fix the liability, and once the bill is paid, hand over the bill to the party, the drawee, the one who is making the payment, and then you come back with the cash. Okay, thank you.